1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Allison Spratt, and this is the Cool Jazz Set. Now here's your host and my father-in-law, Paul Pierce.
Wow, how cool is that? You have your beautiful daughter-in-law introduce the show, Allison Spratt, married to my famous bassist son. What a lucky guy he is. Allison is star of stage and screen and a professor at two universities in San Diego and a new mom. And what a happy family they have. I wish they were closer. But anyway, thank you, sweetie. Oh, it's a nice introduction. I really appreciate it. Well, my good friends, welcome to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste, right here on WDCE. Tonight's show, Bring in the Swing. And I want to wish all of you a very happy and healthy new year. And we'll get started with a classic recording by the great Miles Davis Sextet, one of his signature pieces, Milestones, Mr. Miles Dewey Davis.
Thank you.
And that was the Tamir Hendelman Trio from his album, Tamir Hendelman Destinations, and that's on the Resonance record label. What a fantastic young pianist he is. The bass is on that Marco Panacea and Lewis Nash on drums, playing Soft Winds, Fletcher Henderson tune. And I hope you're enjoying the music. We opened the show tonight with the great Miles Davis Sextet from his album entitled Milestones. We played the title track on that. And that, of course, featured Miles on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, John Coltrane on tenor, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. What a groundbreaking group that was, the great Miles Davis. Well, let's see. Up next, we're going to hear from someone that I like very much. This is Haley Loren from her album Simply Love. And Haley reminds me a whole lot of my friend Miss Becky, who has a beautiful voice, also is a fine bassist, and I'm going to play this for her. And Happy New Year to all of you, but especially to Becky and Joe, great guitar player. This is Miss Haley Loren from her album Simply Love, Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Ces souvenirs, je te rends des souvenirs, tous ces j'en ai tellement. Puisqu'on répare toujours à zéro, pas la peine d'échanger trop. Ces souvenirs, je te des souvenirs comme ça, j'en vais tout le temps. Si par erreur la vie nous sépare, je le sortirai de mon tiroir. Je rêve les yeux ouverts, ça me fait du bien. Ça ne va pas plus. J'aime bien vivre mon demain. Un dernier verre de chéri, du chéri, mon amour, quand je m'ennuie. Tous les jours, c'est ressemble après ça. Whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was trumpet player John Faddis with the Ray Brown Trio. Nobody lays down that bass line like Ray Brown, I'm telling you. He is in the house tonight. That was Bag's Groove, by the way. The title of the album is Some of My Best Friends Are the Trumpet Players. It was a Telarc label, and Ray Brown had a number of trumpet players play different tunes on it with his trio, which featured Jeff Keyser on piano. Hope you enjoy that. Before that, I played something for all my friends in the Richmond area that remember and loved the great late Joe Kennedy. He was a good friend, not only to me, but to my family for many, many reasons, and I was lucky enough to be able to play with him. He was very kind to a very young guy just out of high school trying to figure out what's going on. Great, great violinist, Joe Kennedy. Anyway, that was Christian Howes, H-O-W-E-S, with his album Out of the Blue, and I have talked with Christian about him, and he's never heard Joe Kennedy play live, but he had heard him on recordings, and he'd recorded with a number of people, including Ahmad Jamal. So that was some of my friends here in the Richmond area, and I know some of them are listening. Okay, up next, this is Kenny Barron and his sextet from an album entitled Other Places. And the title of this tune is, Hey, It's Me You're Talking To, Kenny Barron. Thank you.
used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces. That used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease a bite of it. All I care is to smile. In spite of it, I'll forget you, I will. Well, yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
Piano virtuoso and educator Billy Taylor on kids and music.
One of the healthiest things for children, in my view, is to relate to music, to experience it as a listener, as a player, as a participant. The kids that participate in music are not the kids we're having problems with. They've got something to do. They have found a way to express themselves, and they can relate to their fellow students through the music that they play. It's not only something that helps them think more clearly, but it really is excellent experience. They have excellent experiences solving problems.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond. And if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set, and we're here every week at this time, and I hope that you are will become, if not already, a regular listener. And feel free to let me know your thoughts, your requests, comments. Happy to talk with you. You can check out my website, which is cooljazzset.com, and you can send me an email and request, and I will get right back to you. If you want to call the station, you can do that as well, and that's 804-289-8790. Well, we just heard a lovely piece by the great pianist and vocalist Miss Kate Reed from her album Sentimental Mood, and that was Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. And before that, we heard Kenny Barron's Sextet and a tune entitled Hey, It's Me You're Talking To, and that featured, of course, Kenny Barron on piano. The tenor player on that, Ralph Moore, and Bobby Hutcherson was the vibist. The great bassist, Rufus Reed, part of that quintet as well. Well, let me give a very special welcome to all of our listeners and a very happy new year to you. We have some great folks that listen in on WYAP radio at 101.7 in Clay, West Virginia, and also in Surprise Valley, California, where they listen in on KDUP FM. And last but not least, our great friends in Geneva, New York, who tune in on the very popular Geneva Community Radio. So thanks for listening, and thanks for tuning in. We'll finish up this first set with a recording I love very much. This is a live recording done at the Kennedy Center, Rufus Reed's Quintet. We were lucky enough to actually be there when this was recorded. And one of the pieces I like so much, and I've heard him play it several times, is Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. So here is the great bassist, Rufus Reed, Sophisticated Lady.